Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all right, let's rock, let's roll. All right, it's getting late. Time marches on. Now, listen, you know you just can't wait. All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, boy, I felt like I was about to rap on that song. I said, you know what, I think I'll put together a little rap for that song in the background. You know, that song was made probably just before rapping got really big, so they didn't have it. Boy, they could have had a great rapping going on with that. I'm surprised somebody hasn't taken that song and put some rap to it, but oh well, you know what? They got to leave some things for us to do, right? You know, you want to rap? Awesome. You want to rap? You want to produce a movie? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? You want to write a book? Write a play? Hey, maybe you want to star in a play. Maybe you want to produce a play. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? You know, a lot of people struggle with that question. Some people, their entire lives. I used to ask the question that was asked of me at one point in time. I used to ask people, where is the richest place in the whole wide world? Where is the richest place in the whole wide world? Now I'm going to see who can answer that. So stay tuned, and we're going to open up the phone lines and let you answer that question. But I want to get right into the show this morning. Good morning and welcome, and thank you for tuning in to our show today. Our topic of our show today, the ultimate passion message. Oh my goodness, I can feel it. This is something that you need to do live, and just, but I'm going to do my best. But I am so passionate about this message today, and that makes it the ultimate passion message. I got up early. No matter how tired I was yesterday, I got up early. I couldn't wait to get online with you to share with you this message. And when I think about people and the people that I see, and I was listening, I was watching Oprah Winfrey, and she said that like something like, you know, 9 million people or so that people who are not just people who just go to work every day, just not happy with their jobs. And I figured she would know. If she quoted a number, she probably did the study, and she knows exactly how many people, because she's been on TV forever, it seems like forever, and they have gathered a lot of statistics. And not only that, from her show team, but just from people that, things that she's been involved in, movies, and just she's very knowledgeable about the things like that. And so just imagine so many people that are just not happy, that are just not doing what they really enjoy doing, what they really love doing. And that's what I want to correct. I want to correct that. I want to change that. It's like when people go off to prison, you know, like the guy said in the movie No Good Deed. He said, well, I was in the correctional institution, and that's just what happened. I was corrected. So I'm sitting here. The Lord has sent me here and sent you here, I'm sure, to correct some things. But what? What? I know God has sent you here to correct something, to fix something. You are here to fix somebody's problem or some problem. And sure, it may start with fixing your own problem, but you gotta, you know, but here's the thing. I want to talk today about that passion. That's the ultimate passion, is when you are operating in the very thing that God has created you to do. That's the ultimate passion. How many of you, raise your hands, if you will, I can't see you, but you can raise them. How many of you saw the movie, The Passion of Christ? Yes, yeah. If you haven't seen the movie, you still can go see it or order the movie, purchase the DVD, purchase it, watch it, download it, whatever you need to do. But the movie, he was so passionate. And it comes across, I mean, it was the perfect title for the movie. I thought it was a great title. It attracted a lot of people. A lot of people wanted to go and see it. And so now that we're 7 minutes past the hour, let me move on, because I can, you know, I can get on a topic and stay there for a little minute. And especially these topics, because I'm so passionate about it. But I wanted to say good morning and welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Our listener base is growing. We thank you. I've gone back to the archives, and people are downloading the archives when they can't tune in. And let me just remind you, if you're listening in and you'd like to be able to make a comment toward the end, you know, the show does, we are the show ends at 7:30. However, Blog Talk Radio gives us a buffer, so they will allow us to still be recorded for those extra 15 minutes. But at 7:45, whether you announce it or not, they will cut you off. And that's when you're doing free radio. So this is a free radio show. And a lot of people will say, well, Lisa, why don't you do the paid show? Well, in order to do the paid show, you need sponsorships. You need people who are willing to sponsor your show. It's not free. That's why it's called paid. So it's not free. They charge you. And, you know, it's a pretty decent penny to have to, you know, pay for the amount of time that you use. So unless you have advertisers, so we're grateful for the free show, and therefore we can only do a half hour. There were times in the past where I've done an hour, but that's when we had supporters, when we had people that were willing to, you know, to advertise with us. So anyway, but the topic, but I am passionate, and I want to talk to you about your passion. You're passionate. God has created you. You have some passion. You have something that God has put in you, some problem that he has created this opportunity for you to fix, and when you tap into it, you will be so passionate. So I want to talk to you today. If you got your activity sheets, you see there, it's right there. It's not a secret what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to give you three reasons why you need passion. And then I'm going to give you three benefits of living a passion-filled life. You know, because people say, what's in it for me? What do I get out of this? And then I'm going to give you 3 steps to tap into your passion. So what we're going to do today. So good morning, and welcome to the broadcast on today. Thank you for sharing it on Facebook, on Twitter with your friends. This is a show that you could even share. You can share this on LinkedIn as well. I welcome those of you who, if this is your absolute first time calling to the broadcast, we thank you and we welcome you to the show. I met some wonderful people yesterday down at Metropolitan Baptist Church. And if you are tuning in, if you're on the show, good morning and welcome to the Coach Louisa Show. And thank you. They were in the workshop that I was able to facilitate yesterday on the topic of marketing secrets simplified. So I'm going to be doing a webinar, and it's a free webinar. And if you're also interested, because you are listening to the broadcast, if you're interested in learning how to market your business, that's right, how to market your business so that you can get sales and customers, please, you're welcome to tune into that webinar. It's a free webinar. It's happening on Tuesday evening next week. So next Tuesday, not tonight, but next Tuesday. So if you want that webinar, all right, I'm going to be giving you these 5 secrets that will help you double your customers in 90 days or less. And if you were at the workshop, then you already got a preview to what I'm going to talk about. But I have some more secrets that I'm going to give out on air on the in this webinar, but you have to sign up. And so back to these 3 reasons that you need passion. You need your passion. Okay, the first reason is that it makes you more committed to doing the things of God. You know, sometimes people, you know, we get to that place where we don't want to do it. I don't know if I need to go. Do I need to do this? Do I need to spend time doing things, the things that God would have me do? Well, when you are passionate, when your passion has been stirred up, when it has been ignited, you will be more committed to doing the things of God. And here's the thing. When you do God's business, hear me good, He will do your business. Yes, He will. Oh, yes, I am a witness. How many of you out there, you are a witness of this? So if you're a witness of it once, you can be a witness of it from 1 to 1,000. Because remember, God does not change. There's no shadow or variance in Him. He's the same today as He was yesterday, as He was thousands of years ago. And He'll be the same tomorrow. He is the unchanging God. And He's no respecter of persons. So when your passion is stirred up, when you get passionate about your life or passionate about what you're doing, it will make you more committed, and you need that in your life. You need that in your life. God created us for His own good. Yes, He did. Oh, yes. And so we need to be more committed to the very reason that we are created. Now, the second reason that you need passion in your life, it will make you more committed in your relationships. I know, I've been there. It's nothing like having a relationship that just don't have no passion. There's nothing more worse than that. It's boring. It gets stale. It's not fun. It becomes a hassle. You need passion to stir it up. Keep it exciting. And that's whether that's a love relationship, whether that's a friend relationship, even friends. When I get together with my friends, we're excited. We're passionate. We can't, you know, say enough, quick enough, what we're doing, what's going on, what we're going to do next. And so we're so passionate. When passion is stirred up in you, there ain't no stopping you. And it will be good times. You'll be that girl on fire. or boy on fire. You'll be on fire, man on fire, woman on fire. It makes your relationships, you'll be more committed when there's passion. Passion, and then passion is like, it's like that inner force. It's like that fuel that lights the fire. It's like that thing that makes you want to get up and get driven. It's that thing that inspires you when you watch a movie or a play or you read a book or you're in a conversation with someone or you take a trip. You know, some people are passionate about travel and they end up going to, you know, around the world, going to Africa or Europe or Asia, Hawaii. There are different places that they travel because of their passion, their passion. And another thing that happens when, a passion makes you more exciting. It makes you more exciting when you're passionate about, you know, something. It could be, you could be passionate about your family, your children. You could be passionate about your job, your career. And certainly if you have a, if you have a career or job or business, you want to go to work with that passion. You want to be passionate about it. All right? The third thing is that the third reason, those are the three reasons you need passion. The third reason is it will keep you going even in tough times and in difficult situations. You write this down. That's why you have the activity sheet. Write these things down. It will keep you going even in the tough times and difficult situations. I'm so passionate about life and some of the things I'm doing. You know, when my mother dropped dead suddenly of a heart attack, we were that was the last thing I was expecting to happen on July 3rd, 2005. Anything else could have happened that day, but I wasn't expecting that. I had no clue that that would happen that day. Now, did I know she'd leave the earth one day? Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been knowing that since I was, 5 years old? Because I grew up in a household where my grandmother lived with us, my mother's mom, and my grandmother used to say almost every day, she would say, "You can't get out this world alive." She used to say that all the time. So I knew that at some point, of course, it would happen. But was I expecting it that day? No. But because of my passion for the things that she had taught me and told me about life, I was able to keep going and to keep going with some power and authority, to keep going with confidence. I'm telling you, it'll keep you in the tough times and the difficult times. Many times I've been without work, been unemployed, been without funds and finances, but because I had a passion for what I wanted to do in life, I was able to keep going. So there's power in passion. And those are three reasons you need passion. One, it makes you more committed to doing the things of God. That's key right there. Number two, it makes you more committed in your relationships. That's going to be key for a lot of people. If you're in a relationship that's boring, you're frustrated, you're just not happy, turn on the passion. Put passion back in. And then the third reason is that it will keep you going even in tough times and difficult times. And right now, for almost everybody, those times are now. These times are getting tougher and tougher and tougher, it seems, and more difficult. But if you want to be successful in these times, if you still want to be fulfilled in your life, then you have to turn on your passion. I am asking you to do that. Coach LaLisa J. Williams. No, I'm telling you, I'm absolutely demanding it. Because passion, don't you remember the movie? The Passion of Christ. He was passionate. If he's in you, the passion is there. Why would you leave it dormant? Turn it on. But don't turn it on without doing the things that God wants you to do. Don't turn it on just for the sake of having it on. Turn it on so that you can be all that he created you to be. Turn it on so that you can release your power and become who you really are. The next thing I want to talk about is the three benefits of living a passion-filled life. People say, well, what's in it for me? What's in it for me, LaLisa, and that I need this passion that you speak about? Well, the first reason, the first benefit is that it's what makes you uniquely you. You know, your passion will distinguish you from everybody else. See, no one can duplicate. No one can mimic you. Oh, they can think like they want to be like you, but they cannot be you because they cannot be your passion. Your passion becomes your fingerprint to your success in the world. Your passion, you know, and it's not like you have to be, you know, like jumping off the rooftop, but it makes you who you, it makes you unique. See, a lot of us can wear the same hair, put on the same clothes, look this way, look that way, look like somebody, but they can dress like you or act like you, talk like you, try to even walk like you, but they cannot mimic your passion because passion comes from your heart. And God only gave you, he only created one of you. All right? And so you need to have your passion in operation. Your passion is what makes you uniquely you. It gives you that authenticity, right? Because, you know, and you can always adjust it. You can always be more passionate. You can be less passionate, right? So that's a benefit of living this passion-filled life. It gives you that uniqueness. You don't ever have to worry about, am I better than anyone? Am I as good as anyone? It's not about that. It's about, are you truly you? Are you in the center of God's perfect will for your life? The second benefit of living a passion-filled life is that it frees you from, listen to this, it frees you from stress and those dead-end jobs that people have sometimes and those boring lives. There's nothing worse than watching someone have lived all their life and get into their 60s and their 70s and their 80s and still miserable. And all the while, they could have turned on their passion. They thought it was because of their race and all these other things. No, it's because you never got passionate about life. And so it frees you from the stress. It frees you from dead-end jobs. Okay? Get passionate. Get passionate about your life. And you'll see that the stress is gone. You don't worry about things as much because you're passionate about what you're doing. And then the third benefit of living a passion-filled life is that it's attractive. It has an attraction quality. People will just be naturally attracted to you, and you don't even know why. People will come up to you and say things like, yeah, I just wanted to be around you, or there was just something about you. All of a sudden, you'll see that there are people around you that bring many resources and things that you need to get to the next level. Because of your passion, because passionate people are not people who are busy hating on one another and hating on other people and jealous of what people have. No, when you are passionate in your life, you're passionate about what God has for you to do. You don't have time to worry about anyone else because to worry about someone else would produce stress. And remember, when you're passionate, it frees you from stress. It's very stressful to worry and think about what someone else has that you don't have. You can't have it because you're unique. That was the other benefit. You're unique. Find what you have. That's why we wrote the book, Tap Into It, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. Once you become who you really are, you are no longer worried about what anybody else has or is doing. And I'm not talking about not worried about people in the sense that if someone is ill or sick, we shouldn't be worried anyway because the Bible told us to be anxious for nothing, but in all things to give prayer. But yes, we can be concerned about someone's health to the point where we're praying for them, praying for their health to improve. And now let me give you the 3 steps to tap into your passion in case you haven't done that yet. The first step is to do it now. Make up your mind. Decide at this moment. The Bible says now faith is the substance. Do it now. Don't wait. Because if you wait, it's going to be too late. Do it now. I think about my mom. Every time I think about her life, how she just dropped, just had a massive heart attack with no notice to any of us. No notice. None at all. She got up, was on her way to church, got in the car to start her car up, and never pulled off, sat right there in her front seat and had a heart attack and passed away. Didn't even make it to the hospital. Dead on arrival. So I think about, when I think about her life, I think about now became, it was already, I was always a now type of person, but when that happened, I don't wait to do stuff. I do it now. I may not get another chance. And then Miles Monroe, now he's coming back that up. Do it now. Why are we waiting? It can happen, and we don't even know. We don't have to have any indication. The second step is don't listen to others. If you really want to tap into your passion, again, God made you unique. Don't stress and worry about what others think. Someone told me one time the 10 most powerful words are, don't worry what others think. Don't worry what others say. He told me that. A professor from Montclair State University told me that a while back. I've never forgotten it. The 10 most powerful words in the universe. Don't worry what others think. Don't worry what others say. That's just 10 words. Write that down. So don't worry. You don't have to listen to what other people are saying. People will tell you, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. And I've been there. I've got caught up in that too. Because sometimes you can't see somebody else's vision. You can't see what God has for that person. And so we would tell them not to do things. Now, it's one thing if you're cautioning somebody not to to jump in the middle of the ocean without life raft, or not to walk out in front of an 18-wheeler on route, you know, I-180. But other than that, we have to let people be what they're going to be. And then the third thing is, don't look back. Don't look back. You know, when you look back, you're going back. Going back where? Our passion is before us. Paul said, I remind you again, Paul said, I'm pressing toward the mark of the high call. Paul said, it's like we're running a race. You ever seen somebody in a race? You ever seen them run backwards? And that's rare, right? It's very rare they do that. People, when they're running a race, you're running forward. So you're going forward. Why are we looking back? And a lot of runners that looked back, they didn't win. They didn't win. They didn't make it. Because you look back, why? You're looking at someone around you. For what? You just keep looking forward. The prize is ahead. It's not behind you. The prize is, you've already been there, and you should have got it while you were there. But keep going forward. God has more prizes for you. So that's what I wanted to share today. That's what I was so passionate about. That's what I wanted to wake up. I couldn't wait to wake up to give you my ultimate passionate message. And whew, there's a lot going on. Don't forget the webinar. Don't forget, if you would like to contact us on Facebook, on Twitter, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com. Elisa. We appreciate it. If you are interested in coming to our Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Expo, this is our fourth year, God willing. We'll have it this year, 2 days, workshops all day Friday. Saturday, we'll do we'll have the speakers and maybe one or two more workshops, but mostly the vendors, not the workshop, the vendors. Workshops on Friday, some workshops on Saturday, because we know. But save that as a vacation day. It's just one day that we're asking you to come for this. It's $50 for both days, or you could still just do Saturday for $30 if that's what you want to do. Fine, lunch is included. So come on down to the Marriott Hotel, downtown Newark, New Jersey, August 21st and 22nd. Now, if you're on the line and you have a question, or you want to answer the question that I asked earlier, where's the richest place in the whole wide world, raise your hand. Just hit your number one key. Or if you have another question or comment, if you have a comment about the topic today, the ultimate passion message, you're welcome to do that right now. So I'll give you about 30 seconds to formulate your question. Again, I thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. And the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And so things are looking up. Things are looking up. Things are looking good. Oh, yes. God is good. Okay, so if there's no question, if no one has a question or comment, I will take back the floor. Oh, I see a couple of hands raised, so don't hang up. I'll get to you in a second. Yes, area code 609. Tell us your name and where you're calling from and state your claim.
Hi, Lisa. This is Robert George. How are you?
Hey, Robert. What's going on? Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you.
Awesome. God bless. I know you're doing big things.
Yeah, I just found out yesterday morning at 6 a.m. that you were back on the air. So this is my second day calling.
Hey, Mr. Robert. God bless. And how's your beautiful wife?
Everything's okay.
Awesome. Awesome. Yep. I know you're doing big things.
I'm trying. I was calling because I think I had the answer to the question.
Okay, go right ahead.
You said it's the richest place in the world, right?
That's right. That's right. Where is the richest place in the whole world?
I'm going to take a guess and say it's between our ears.
All right. Good guess. But that's not the answer I'm thinking of. So hang on. Don't call away. But that's not the answer that I have. But
okay.
That's a good one. But that was good. But we're going to see. We got another caller. We're going to open up. But thank you so much for listening and calling in. God bless. All right.
All right.
I know you're doing big things, Robert. So definitely keep up the good work of what you're doing, and we'll see you back tomorrow, same time. All right, caller, area code 347. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and state your claim.
Hi, Melissa. Denise.
Hey, Denise. What's going down? I am doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Woohoo! Yes. So, what do you got for us today? Comment, question, or answer?
Well, I have an answer and a comment.
Okay. Go right ahead.
To answer your question, my answer is in my heart.
Okay. So we got heart and head. Not the answer, but good. That's a good answer, but not the answer. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll be waiting to hear what that answer is. But I just wanted to say I understand what you mean when you talk about the passion, because I definitely have a passion for what I do and a deep respect for wellness, because I spent so much time not feeling well and not knowing why and couldn't figure out ways to get myself there. And when I finally did, I was the happiest person. And so when I work with my clients and I see them, and despite, because they'll fight me on it, but despite that, they'll find themselves getting energized, feeling well, getting in shape, and, you know, feeling things that they hadn't felt in a long time. And I just get so happy. I get really, really happy when I see that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That is so awesome. That is so awesome, and that is so, wow, that's powerful.
Yeah.
And so as a result of that, how does that, have you been able to realize any of those benefits that I spoke about? The benefits of living in that passion?
Well, that's my ultimate goal. And actually, I've been lining up my ducks in a row so that I can actually do that. But yes, that's my ultimate goal. If I could do this every day of my life, then I would definitely be the happiest person in the world. As a matter of fact, for the last summer, all summer throughout the spring and summer, I was actually able to do that for a good while. And I could see. I mean, even my husband was telling me, you know, you always, you're coming in here and your face is all glowing. And some days I come in and I'm tired and it's all get up, but I'm happy. You know?
Wow.
And he saw that. So, yeah, if I could get to that point, I will definitely be the happiest person in the world. That's a fact.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening already. It's happening.
Yeah.
Just keep going. You're almost there. You know, we never know how close we are. You just got to keep going. And that's
absolutely
what, you know, because your passion is on. It is turned on. You turned it on. And the thing is, even though it sucks like a fire, you know, you light a fire, you know, it goes down. But, hey, it didn't go out. You know,
no,
you threw a couple more.
Not.
To throw a couple more logs, and we're going to talk to Denise about some more things that you're doing and some other ways to do what you're doing, because it sounds like you're saying you want to do your business full time. It sounds like that's what you're saying, right?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And I have a way to show people how they can do that full time, even though they, you know, may work for someone else. You, just because you work for someone else, it does not mean that you can't do your job, that you can't do what you love to do full time and impact people. I've been doing it for some years now, and I'm ready now to I'm finally ready to show other people how to do it as well. It can be done. It is very much doable. And when you do it, I promise you it will set you free. I promise you it'll set you free. So I'm going to do a special session, and I'll do it, you know, here like I did at my home, because I'm going to need a little time to actually, you know, get it out to people. So I'll probably do something, you know, in my home on like a Saturday or something, maybe where people can spend 2 or 3 hours, because it's going to take a little minute to get it out. But I'll invite, you know, a select group of people that want that as well, and I will show people how to do that. And so when I do, you'll see the message will go out, and you'll know, and I'll definitely make sure you know about it. But that's my passion, that people are able to do that who want to do it. And I know it's a burden. I know it's a burden, because I was burdened with that for over, like, it seems like about 20 years. 20 years, yeah, about, well, definitely since 2000. I was burdened with it since 2000.
Wow.
And I just got the relief, so it's like almost 15 years. 15 years I carried that burden of wanting to do what I loved and wanting to do it full time, but then having this another issue, the issue of an income.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And so, yes, awesome. Well, you know, we're off and running. We got our motivation this morning. So are you motivated? Say yes. 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 Okay, don't forget, and Robert, if this is your first time tuning in, I put the activity sheets each day. I put them up the night before, so you can download them, look at them on your iPhone or what have you. The activity sheets are on, there's a website for it. It's activitysheets.coachlalisashow.com. So we had to rename the show so we could do a whole new thing. But there's a group page and there's an event page on Facebook, so that you can go there, you can click on the link, download the activity sheet, and get ready and follow along and be active. I wanted this to be an active talk show. And so that's what we've done new. I want it to be very interactive. I want you to be able to write, take notes, and we, you know, move this show to the next level. So everyone have a great and wonderful and powerful day, and make sure that you have a good time. And I mean a good time. No, not a good time, but a great time. We'll see you back tomorrow. Same time, same place. And thanks for tuning in. You phone it, tell us to go. My food and